This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Surfing the globe, bringing global gay news, stories, and life to you one country at a time. This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to the World Wide Wave, the show that brings LGBT world to you, one country at a time. Thank you, Leo and Jono, the boys from Sound Museum. I, of course, am Tom.
Ich bin Hikaru Freeman.
In Ich bin Squirrel, Maine.
If you're wondering what's going on, yes, this week's stopover, Germany. Germany, of course, in the news because, well, money. Euro money. Good old Angela Merkel forging the way for a more stable Eurozone. I think they're always in the news for trying to bank things out in the world. Doing a relatively good job of it, I guess. Germany, coming up tonight's show, we've got a special Joy guest, Chris Furno, talking a little bit about his experiences in Germany. And of course, at the end of tonight's show, as always, we'll be running the top 10 reasons to be gay in Germany. If you can think of one, email us at onair@joy.org.au, or of course, you can always send us an SMS 0427-JOY-949.
But first, some Nacht music, and appropriately, it's by Joy Fleming, and it is Ein Lied kann Brücke sein, right here on Joy 94.9, the World Wide Wave.
Joy 94.9, this is the World Wide Wave, and what was that?
That was Joy Fleming crossing that bridge.
Oh, okay.
Quite a 70s song, wouldn't you say?
I'm actually guessing that was some sneaky Eurovision entry you snuck in there again.
Guilty as charged, sporting a badass perm, a funky green dress, and Joy Fleming's Ein Lied kann Brücke sein, or a song can build a bridge, brought German funk to the Eurovision stage, where, like Kraftwerk, it was a bit ahead of its time and came in 17th.
Also clocking in like Kraftwerk. Well, here are some quick facts from Chris. As we mentioned earlier, Chris, a European passport holder with a bit of extensive time in Germany, speaks his mind about Germany.
I think gay rights have been going long before the Euro crisis. So that's not a problem there. And I don't think the two are not connected in any way. I'm just going to give you something here. LGBT rights in Germany. Well, they've got same-sex relationships are listed, but that's not marriage equality.
Now, explain the difference.
Well, it's the same as our registration of a cohabitation of a living arrangement and a legal connection so that you can, in fact, give... your possessions are considered to be common possessions. So when one dies...
Sounds so absolutely devoid of any romantic
thing. That's right, yeah. But it's interesting, they're not allowed to adopt as a gay couple. I can adopt my partner's children, but we as a partnership can't adopt a third person, a third
interesting
kid. But they certainly don't seem to have rainbow families like we have rainbow families. But they've had a lot of equality in Germany for many, many years. And they're in the military service. They've got plenty of discrimination protections. There's plenty of openly gay politicians.
Yes, Guido Westerwelle.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Who's actually quite good looking, I would say.
So who's Guido Westerwelle?
Guido Westerwelle, I believe. Well, let Chris take that.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Guido, well, he was the former vice chancellor and the leader of the party, of the Free Democratic Party in Germany. He's gay. So, they've also got Klaus Wulewit, who is the Social Democratic Party. He's the mayor of Berlin. And, as I said, Guido Westerwel. And Ole von Bürst is from Hamburg, the former mayor of Hamburg. And Karin Wolf was the Minister for Education in the state of Hesse, and she's an out lesbian. So, you know, people are right on the top shelf there. So I don't know that there is a national pink ceiling or anything like that. It's pretty open in that respect.
That's great.
In the way of same-sex actual same-sex legal activity is been on okay in the books since 68.
Not 69, 68.
No, 68.
I'm keeping
and
a clean
the
mind.
The age of consent is 16.
That's about on par. Yeah.
Not 69, 16.
Same-sex marriages are not on. Recognition of same-sex couples as registered partnerships. Yes, that's been on since 2000.
That's good.
And serving in the military, yes, since 2000. So they've had... and the right to change their legal gender.
Yes, that's very critical.
As opposed to their illegal gender.
Well, but that's on the
books.
That's
pretty huge,
so
yeah.
That is good. So a couple of those have only come into being in Australia recently either. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Pleasure indeed.
Good news in Germany all around. Thank you.
Joy 94.9, Worldwide Waves, speaking there with Joy's very own Chris Furno, and we'll have a bit more from him later on in the show.
We're taking a bit of a safari now, aren't we?
Yes, Ingrid Peters, Africa. Joy 94.9, Worldwide Waves, and a Worldwide Wave, actually. A big thank you, or should I say, a vielen Dank to Andy, who writes in and says, Worldwide Waves is sehr gut.
I believe we are the Welt wir Welle in German.
Can you even say that one time slow?
Not even if I was completely playing at half speed. Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave here on Joy 94.9. It's a show that brings LGBT world to you one country at a time. I'm Hikaru Freeman, joined by my fellow musketeeren, Tom and Squirrel Main. Tonight's destination is Germany, and we want to say a special hello to the members of the SVD who are listening. Remember, you can get in touch with us now at onair@joy.org.au or SMS at 0427-JOY949. Now, they are both just two touches away with the free Joy app, and I'm very partial to Twitterland, where we are at W3Joy. Now, Tom and Squirrel, here's a fun German word, Achterbahn. What sort of image do you get, possibly?
Well, it's Germany, so something severe and bureaucratic.
Actually, it's quite cheerful. It means roller coaster, and we're fun. Achterbahn meets Mary Roos here on Joy 94.9's Worldwide Wave. Und das was Marius with We're Foreign Achterbahn. And just to give you a little bit of a translation on that second one, it means we're riding a roller coaster. And I think that works in more ways than one, doesn't it? It's a bit of a roller coaster here tonight, isn't it?
I'm actually thinking this works more ways than one. Please tell us the Eurovision connection.
I know. I'm Squirrel's
There's
laughing.
No look of restraint on his face. I wish there was, but there isn't.
there is one. Mary Roos, a sort of Deutsche version of Olivia Newton-John, represented Germany in 1972. And we'll be talking with Eurovision im Deutschland with Chris later in the show. But first, we asked him about LGBT Germany in general, starting with the Schule Museum. The Schule Museum. Now, to those who don't know, Schule, or am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's close.
Is the German for gay, which sort of sounds, it sounds a bit perverse, actually.
Well, it doesn't sound like school, mispronounced or anything like that. Schule is, yeah, the way it happens. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that they've come up with this name that has no recognition within English. I suppose gay doesn't really also describe our condition. There's that word again. No. Our sexuality is not a condition. But Magnus Hirschfeld, of course, was that great physician and sexologist in 1868 to 1935, mm-hmm. off the top of my head. And he, a good Jewish gentleman, he said that homosexuality is a condition of the body, and okay, this is how it goes together, and this is how we should recognize it and regard it. And he established lots of rules and regulations in the concept of homosexuality that we still use today. And he also could almost be the founder, the prelude to Freud and his interpretations of sex and the human performance.
What are some of the rules and regulations that he came up with? Just an example of one.
Well, I suppose the main ones were that it is natural.
It is natural.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
And the role playing and definitions of where we are in the spectrum of sexuality, from heterosexuality to homosexuality or pansexuality and all these other things, he started to put that all together as a great thinker, as a lot of Jews were, and you know, my goodness me, we are today where he started.
Exactly. Kinsey owes a lot to him.
As well. So it was a time of great thinking on sexual matters, and we've benefited from those established facts and figures.
Ooh, speaking of established facts and figures, are there any established, shall we say, clubs and bars, or what is the scene like in Germany? Different from city to city, or the same?
Oh, yes. I should say that, you know, Berlin is very, very liberal. Not to say that some of the other major cities aren't liberal, but it's got everything going there. There's three main scenes, but it doesn't matter. But there's, you know, interesting fetish scene, interesting dance scene. There's an art scene that knows no boundaries. You know, art in representation of pictures on the walls, in some forms of cinema, in stage presentations. No holds barred sort of thing. All reasonably respectable, not just porn for porn's sake, but porn for art's sake. And of course, being isolated by ways of ethnicity and language, and a single country like Germany can maintain and keep its own culture because of these barriers of language and ethnicity that are around us. Whereas with English, we actually have American culture, British culture, Australian culture, and any of the other cultures that have adopted English as their lingua franca. Whereas a single language like French or German, they have still got a contained culture that is great to look at from the outside.
Nice. So I'm going to back up just a bit. So you were saying Berlin heaps better than, for example, Munich?
Munich has got a very, very vibrant scene, but because it's a smaller scene, and a different climate, and a different political climate as well. Because
it's very Catholic in Munich.
It's very Catholic. Yeah. They have some very strict regulations, and I'm waving my finger at you, and you mustn't do it. But if I don't know that you're doing it, well, yeah, that's okay. Whereas in Berlin, wow, we're having a club and this is what we're going to do and everybody's welcome. You know, they put it on the front page of the newspaper.
And what about Cologne or Dusseldorf?
Cologne is vibrant as well, but Dusseldorf, I don't know. There seems to be no limit to the number of communities that can get a gay scene going. And I think because, you know, it's about 6% of the population is gay, and there is 82 million people. That's a lot of people.
That's bigger than the UK, I believe.
Well, it is a lot of people that getting together in a space about, one-third again the size of Victoria. You know, there's not much rattling room, and there's always plenty of people to get into the back rooms. Hello, who said that? So, you know, it's possible that it's just the concentration of people that generate the vibrancy of the place. So no matter what the city is, there will be something happening.
Here for you, I bought new Cupid's arrows just for you. I even painted my toenails for you. I did it just the other day. Love, oh, love, oh, I can go a minute with
Joy 94.9. Welcome back to World Wide Wave, the show that brings the LGBT world to you one country at a time. That country tonight, Germany.
And just before the break, we want to say veel danke to Chris and Germany, Chris and Lena, actually. And we played Lena, who was the woman that broke the 28-year drought of Eurovision winners from Germany.
When did that happen?
Just last year in Oslo, I believe, actually.
Ah, wunderbar.
Now, we've got what I think is probably either an insidious plan to take over our ears and minds and melt them into syrup, schnuffel.
Yeah, this is the little disco bunny bunny foo foo thing you were showing us, right?
Yeah, we saw it on YouTube. We've got that up on our Facebook page if you want to have a look at that. Worldwide Wave, one word. But it's this happy, happy bunny dancing and doing disco.
You know, I have to say, we have the English version on the Worldwide on the Facebook page, but you actually showed us the German version, which is far freakier because there's some dude dancing around with the little bunny foo-foos. It's really freaky.
Like a real live person in the middle of the bunny foo-foo.
And he's like this really portly Bogan, like Shane Warne-esque, speaking in German. And I apologize already. Here is Haschen Party here on the Worldwide Wave by Schnuffel.
Bring on the bunny party.
Joy 94.9 Worldwide Wave, and apparently that was the Bloody Bunny.
We are going to a whole new level of hell for playing Haschen Party. I'm sorry, we just are.
Which level of Dante's Inferno will we go to? SMS us on 0427JOY949 and let us know exactly how far we're descending.
Schnuffel is just one of those weird European things that you just shake your head and wonder, which, much like Lena's Eurovision performance this year, yes, they decided to give her the nod again because they figured who would want to live up to that reputation. And it will be up.
You know, actually, I kind of like the song.
You really
I'm sorry,
do.
I'm breaking from the script here. But
wait, you liked the bunny.
The song was
Did you
catchy.
Also like the little frog from
you know,
5 years ago?
I bet you, you know, just listening to that, driving a car, hanging out. It's just perfect, brainless, happy music. And it will be stuck in your head tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, no. But like not in a pleasant
hell.
Way.
No, it's not the root of all evil. I actually think it's a dang good, catchy song. Go
oh, my
Germany.
God.
Whoa. Dang good song. There we go. Well, there's one vote for the positive.
Oh, my God.
Two in the negative. We'll see what anyone else
has
to say
I'm
about
sorry.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, please, Lena, take us away. Lena, take by a stranger here on the World Wide Way.
Someone's going to take one of you by a stranger. Little bunny abductions. It was a good song.
Welcome back to Worldwide Wave here on Joy 94.9. And that was Lena. It was taken by a stranger, which she represented Germany again. And we did actually broach the subject of Eurovision as well as other serious subjects with Chris during our interview earlier today.
Chris, you were just telling us about your unique perspective on Germany. What is that?
Well, it is. I'm an accidental tourist. I'm an Australian by birth of an English father. So I actually get a EU passport without any trouble, which means that, oh, yes, I can go anywhere without borders in Europe. I'm Schengen free. I'm one of those wonderful, lucky peoples. And somewhere in my makeup, and it could have been primary school, I had an exposure to Germany and German behavior and customs and everything. And I thought, oh, I must check this out. And check out Germany I did, which was great. So I, for the last 12 years, I've been going to Germany specifically and Europe generally for about 5 weeks of the year. So I have gone in as a raw ignoramus and come out with a lot of worldly experiences.
Well, so gay life, Germany, what's it, is it dull, boring, busy? How would you describe it?
Oh, almost frantic. Almost frantic. No, not quite as bad as that. But just in, say, in the matter of pride marches, we have one in Sydney and we have one in Melbourne here, and I think Perth probably has one as well. Adelaide wrap it up in their feast festival. Germany has 29 pride marches.
Oh, my God.
29 marches.
Wow.
Separate ones, and they stagger them through the months of June, July, and August. And they usually go under the title of CSD, or Christopher Street Day. Now, they've picked up on the New York event and brought that into their culture as part of their pride. But, yeah, so I've been to street marches in Munich, in Stuttgart, and in Dresden.
Wow.
So, does the non-queer population, are they as supportive?
Well, they're very tolerant. The march in Dresden was about 4 kilometres long, and it took about 4 hours to go from woe to finish, and it took up so much of the city, and everybody was waving out of the windows and these sorts of things. So not a problem. Not a problem.
Now, Dresden, if I'm memory serves me correctly, was in former East Germany, correct?
That's correct.
Now, have you noticed, is it different, the gay life in the East versus the West?
Well, yes, of course. What happened in 45 after the war, there was a division of Germany's, and the East took on the communist-type perspective and the political sensibilities, and they did not impose such a strict regime as was imposed on the West. So therefore you had a lot of tolerance to minority groups, and us gays, we survived quite well. We didn't, I think because of the economic climate, the Eastern gays probably didn't go out and party as much, but they had the liberation there for them. It was built into rules and regulations and laws. So they had tolerance towards homosexuality that the West still had to fight for.
Hmm. That's interesting. It's a bit of a reverse scenario, really.
Exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. But, you know, that was part of the Communist Manifesto, I presume. You know, we've won the war, and this is one of the benefits of the war. Boom, gang.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, sorry, we've lost the war.
No. Exactly.
The communists were actually looking at
equality.
They were looking at the result of the war as a success, because it then gave them a vacuum in which they could move. They moved into. So that was a win-win for them.
Speaking of tolerance levels, some of the other European countries that we've been chatting to people from have stated that with the influx of immigrants who are extremely anti-homophobic, that it's actually quite a clash with the more homo-friendly European culture. Is that true in Germany?
It is, because guest workers is the collective name for those people who come into the country and stay there and work and try and get a better life for themselves. Mainly those immigrants seem to be from Turkey. And the connection between Germany and Turkey has gone back to the late 1900s and probably even before. And I'm not sure exactly what the connection was. But, yeah, they're good buddies from a long time way back. Mm. So, anyway, the immigrants came in. But because they have come from their own cultural awareness and rules, which was quite different to the Germanic ones, they've had to adapt, and the initial generations find that very difficult. Those that are born there have no problems. The young Turkish, German-born kids, they embrace homosexuality. I shouldn't say that quite like that. But they enter into the spirit of things, and there is a very vibrant gay Turkish culture that wouldn't figure back in Turkey.
Interesting. Now, also, to somewhat switch gears here, Schlager. Now, can you describe what is the classic Schlager song and what are some Schlager artists?
Oh, well, I don't know any artists, but I know that I can sing Schlager.
Oh, please do.
Go on.
Please
give us some Schlager.
No, but I need 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 beers. And the more beers I have...
Which are right here in the studio.
The better I can sing Schlager. Schlager is a form of folk song. It's not quite umpah, but it's repetitive. It's simple melodies. It's simple. It's fun. And it's got a swingy little beat to it. It can be rhythmic in lots of various ways, but it's so easy to pick up the tune or pick up the words or the meaning of the song, and it's played with simple instruments, and it is folksy. It is really folksy and strictly German. After 2 beers, I know all the words. After 3 beers, I can sing along, and after about 5 beers, I can play all the instruments as well.
Fantastic. Hey, we're nearly out of time, but one last question I want to ask you, because it's been a running theme in a lot of our shows, Eurovision. German opinion of Eurovision?
Oh, please. It's a temple, you know. It must be worshipped, even though Germany doesn't win.
Last year.
It's a reason for a party. Everybody gets together, the gays community, the straight community, they all get together. Yeah, they have a little party. It's like our Brownlow medal. You know, you can watch all this counting down, who's winning the votes, blah, blah, blah. They're sitting there, oh, passing little nibbles around and everything, drinking. Wow. Where are we going to be this year, Germany? Oh, no, we've lost again. But yes, Lena pulled it off last year, and everybody said, what? With that song, you know.
Well, it's a very unique song. We'll be playing it tonight. What was your first opinion of Lena?
Funny accent. She's almost got an Australian accent when she's speaking English or singing English. She's not singing with a mid-Atlantic accent or anything like that. It's not a Brit accent. It's certainly got an Australian accent in there.
For now, I just want to thank you for coming in on the show and appreciate all your German insights.
Thank you.
Thank you indeed.
Welcome back to the World Wide Wave. We're visiting Germany tonight. Coming up after this song by Nina Hagen, we'll be running down a list of top 10 reasons to be gay in Germany. Should you have a reason, go on and let us know. We can be reached at onair@joy.org.au. But first, a little bit of Louder and Louder. That was Nina Hagen's Immer Lauter, Louder and Louder. It's pretty cool. A bit of a mix between opera and, I don't know, what would you say?
I think she's sort of like the B-52s in Deutsche. Eh?
In Deutsche.
The
B-52
Deutsch,
Germans.
Deutsch.
Excellent.
Well, fantastic. As promised, I think it's time to run down a list of top 10 reasons to be gay in Germany.
Top 10!
Yay, let's get excited. Okay, number 10, pretty simple, civil unions. Civil unions for the last decade have been allowed in Germany.
2000-something early.
Yeah, we'll go with one because decade is 10 and we'll just subtract 10 to that.
There was no year zero. So.
Yep, so that's pretty exciting. I mean, 10 years, a decade of civil unions completely allowed. What's interesting now, and it brings us to number 9, trans marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were legally married, man and a woman. Let's say the man decided he was transsexual, had an operation, became a woman.
Why does the man have to be transsexual?
It's just a hypothetical example.
Okay,
just picture it with me. So the man, which could have been the woman, but in this case was, you know, the husband decides, changes gender. So we've got 2 women. The marriage is still legal in Germany.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, so the actual... The marriage supersedes the change in gender.
Interesting. I like that stance.
I thought so. So that's why it's number 9. What do you think number 8 would be?
Let's see. I know it's eight.
It's a tough guess.
Well, H is acht in German.
Okay, that was very, very good. And eight, what's really cool, and it's kind of sad, you know, World War II, Holocaust, reparations, and that's happening for the German Jews are going through. The gays are also fighting to get reparations, and this is a movement that's gained momentum and could possibly come true. So anyone who's elderly, still alive, and was persecuted for being gay could, in fact, in the very near future, get reparations for...
Wow. Mm. That's also very big. I have actually read a couple of things on that. Nothing I don't believe has come, you know, to the courts yet, but there is a stronger movement, momentum growing behind that, and that would be amazing.
Yes, and speaking of strong momentum, number seven, that's the LSVD. Exists, yes. So the LSVD is the first German gay rights association, and they have been lobbying for everything from equal treatment, human rights laws. They're just a phenomenal organization doing phenomenal things.
And they've got very interesting history because they actually started out in the former East Germany.
The German Democratic Republic, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's right, because that's what Chris was talking about, how that pretty much they got a tabula rasa, blank slate, and they were able to say, actually, we want to be a bit more gay-friendly. And they were.
Yeah.
So East Germany actually trumped West Germany.
Exactly.
Fascinating. Okay, so far we've got 10 civil unions, 9 trans marriage, 8 reparations, 7 the LSVD, 6...
Sex.
No, 6. I'm from New Zealand. Okay, so working for the same-sex marriage. Oh, okay, 6 is sex.
there you go.
All right. Same-sex marriage, and just basically... The gay rights movement is really looking to implement, they call it the Yogyakarta principles, into German politics.
The Yogyakarta principles started in 2006 in our lovely neighbor Indonesia.
Well,
what do you know? So Germans are borrowing from Indonesia and just looking for a little more love in the world. Okay, number 5. All right, forget gay Paris. We've got gay cities. Now, I don't know if it's going to be Munich or Berlin or Hamburg, but all of these cities, super gay friendly.
Oh. Very much. I think any major, and he spoke about it a little bit overheard when he was saying, basically, any large gathering, any, you know, sizable community is pretty gay friendly in Germany.
Any gay hamlet.
Yes.
Any wee gay hamlet. What would you say is the most gay friendly city in Germany?
If it's big, it's gay friendly. I always found Berlin to be great, but you know, you can't.
I vote Cologne. I seriously.
Well, Cologne is like the little. It's not the major city. It's the little
but
of cities.
Cologne
that's very
did host
gay-friendly.
The gay games. You have
and
to remember.
And it's amazingly gay,
and
but it's
gay
not
men
a big
talking
city.
About Cologne. Moving right along to number 4. There's a museum.
Yes. The Schwule Museum.
Ah,
Schwule.
So an actual whole museum about gay.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Berlin.
I've not been.
No.
Wow.
Say it.
What were you doing in Berlin, pray tell?
Sightseeing, yes.
Well, and we saw that moving right along to number 3.
Number 3, Berlin. Deutsche Hung.
Deutsche Hung, what's that mean?
German boys.
Isn't that Deutsche? Oh, no, that's right. Hey, Deutsche Herren, no? Are we
Deutsche
gay?
What? Oh.
Isn't Deutsche Herren men German men?
I believe that is German men, yes.
You said Deutsche Homo.
Deutsche Homo. Well, are we all talking about homo here?
Well, Deutsche Homo number 3. Number 2.
Snuffle. Oh, dear God.
Really?
Honestly.
Oh, Squirrel, you're on his side. You think it is fantastic.
I like Snuffle.
I hate
Snuffle. It's a reason to be gay in Germany. I just think it was kind of catchy.
Honestly, yes, but boy, Snuffle.
No more conversation. Moving on. No Snoofle.
Okay, so number 1, why don't we just go with something nice and neutral like 29 pride parades annually.
Absolutely.
29 every summer.
It's amazing.
29 pride parades.
And, well, that goes back to which city is gay friendliest. Every city has, I think it's Christopher Day Parade in Germany. They're everywhere. It's fantastic.
So there you have it, folks. Top 10 reasons to be gay in Germany, civil unions, trans marriage, reparations, LSVD, working for same-sex marriage, all the gay cities, the Schule Museum, Deutsch Jung or Deutsch Homo, Schnuffel, and 29 pride parades annually.
Wow. That's
impressive top 10.
Yeah. And let's just be das Fantastiken der. Das Fantastiken.
Yes. Nein, komm, nein. Website joy.org.au. Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to the World Wide Wave. Now, I like saying Uncle Tom, but I really shouldn't say that.
Excuse me. Just because I'm the oldest in the room.
Would you say we have a special thing going on next week? And
special.
It's our last show of the year.
It is. Yeah. It is the last show of the year.
And it is also, what I will say, ein Hizelig show.
You can say that, but we don't know what it means.
No, I mean, does the hint give it away? If I say advocat?
Yeah, it's still not with you.
Gouda.
Gouda?
Gouda.
Oh, now I'm Gouda. With you.
Yeah.
Wait.
Fingers in going in. Yeah.
Oh, squirrel's like ding, ding, ding.
We will be going to the Netherlands, where we will be hopefully able to at least feature the music of Harold Joling, as well as an interview with Nico Scheimers of the Dutch Embassy, as well as just have a really fun gezellig, which is a word that means cozy. It's like the glow from a candle or something like that.
Ooh, glowing glowness.
Speaking of glowness, I felt a warm sort of glowness when Andy sent in his SMS.
That's only because he sided with you and liked the song.
Yeah.
Money, money, money. Anyway, shout out. Thanks, Andy, for, you know, keeping us warm and glowing this lovely evening.
On this lovely holiday evening.
Yes. And also remember, I will be on air on Christmas Eve on Detours.
What will you be talking about?
I will be talking about my life as an inveterate business traveler.
Oh, fantastic. Well, speaking of a life as an inveterate business travel... Well, actually... We're
really? where does that go?
That was a link.
No, but why don't we just finish off with a little tiny bit of Under My Skin by Sarah Connor. Thanks for riding with us on the World Wide Waves.
And just remember, email worldwidewave@ymail.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.